One blast off. Good evening, everyone. This is Veronica Entwistle, and you have tuned in to Radiance by Design. And boy, oh boy, you are radiant by design. We are changing and growing as a species, holy mackerel. The frequencies are rising and moving through us, and we're connecting with a lot of really high frequency downloads. I like to refer to David Wilcox, who's the supposedly the incarnation of Edgar Cayce, and he talks about how the frequencies are rising all over our solar system, and not only that, our universe, I think our galaxy. But in any case, most of us are feeling the effect of frequencies moving up in our body, on Mother Earth, coming in from the, as I said, the universe and so on. It's a really exciting time. Radiance by Design is learning to catch the wave, bring it up through you consciously, bopping aside a lot of those densities that have created patterning that has come from past reactions, maybe through many lifetimes, not necessarily just here on beautiful Mother Earth, but from all over the universe. And it's a very exciting time. So tonight I wanted to talk, as you all know, this is a call-in show, and I really want to hear from you and how you're relating to these times, because as the frequencies move, and we're really knee-deep, or if not a throat deep, throat being transformation of self and getting our wisdom, in change and in the shift, it's just really, really sometimes for people that they feel really scared and really blocked. Systems are breaking down, the economic thing, the mortgage thing, all of those different systems that were kind of reigning over our lives and really holding us into some kind of fabric that maybe we squirmed in. But a lot of that is melting, breaking apart, and we just don't quite know how to deal with it. But by the same token, we're actually moving through and recreating who we are, the styles of being inwardly directed, multidimensionally directed, and being able to move through the densities and seeing, catching glimpses of really high, incredible possibilities are stronger and stronger, and people are becoming, many people, not all people, unfortunately not 100% or 50%, even maybe not even 30%, but a lot of people are moving forward with entrepreneurial consciousness and with the desire to create a win-win reality on the planet. So what's going on with you? I love it when you call in. We deal with the kind of issues that are frying you, holding you up, making you feel kind of stymied, but also are pushing you to release the locks and the tyranny of karmic behavior, of karmic belief systems. It's a really, really interesting time, very, very dynamic and very frustrating and very engaging and very thrilling. I know of a number of people recently who have had absolutely, considered to be absolutely terminal cancer situations that have just reversed those in a heartbeat, not maybe in a heartbeat, through some kind of desire, some kind of, I think oftentimes it's more of a, I got it, of really beginning to catch on to some of the densities that they've held deep within themselves, creating kind of an underlying stress, and then suddenly shifting it. It's really quite a bizarre and amazing time out there. So what's going on in your life? I'm here in Grass Valley, California, visiting a really adorable aunt of mine, and also visiting a friend who's facing a terminal situation. She's a wonderful healer, very, very expanded being. And suddenly, through a series of, we'll put it this way, through a series of absolute frustrations, perhaps you could say karmic frustrations, or facing some of the themes in her soul. This is so far what we've processed out, is hitting some of those themes in the soul that are like bedpan, like hard rock, and they become a very, very frustrating, heartbreaking reality, and they can be a number of things, like a heartbreak, but it's not simply a heartbreak. It's something that resonates with the deepest core of your being, like being, for example, rejected, and that rejection creates a resonance that is in harmony with something that's many lifetimes deep, and so on. All of a sudden, the person is extremely healthy, moves into a time of very deep and very threatening physical existence. I like to fall back on the model that some beings in the universes live to be like 5,000 to 10,000 years in one go. But in our on our Earth, what we've decided to do, or what's been programmed into us, I guess is a better way of putting it, is that we go through chapter by chapter by chapter. That's lifetime after lifetime after lifetime until we get the whole experience. So it's kind of a long preamble, isn't it? But what I'm thinking is that as I'm watching people, not just my dear friend, who's a healer and is quite magnificent in her own right, but watching many other people, I feel like it, deep down there's some kind of choice. Like, will I go through the healing and transcend the blockages and that situation and really radiate at a much higher level? Meaning, can I transform the densities that are way down deep inside that come in the form of beliefs, reactions, identities? Identity is a huge thing. How many ways we identify ourselves as being this way and that. And with that, up comes the feelings of success or failure. So those blocks around identity, those feelings of success and failure, those urges to love and expansion that are blocked by disappointment and so on, those are the things where we want to end this life and then begin again at a higher level, hopefully, or with a few more tools and skills in order to continue the process. But many of us believe that we can learn, and Bruce Lipton and people like that who do biology of belief, spontaneous evolution. There are many wonderful leaders in this scientific mode these days that are teaching us that we can transcend a lot of these blocks with our belief structures. But you know something else that's really interesting? To figure out what I believe at many, many deep levels, on a cellular level, on lineage cellular level, on a higher self level, and shadow self level, and so on, it is actually a huge labyrinth, isn't it? It's really a mystery to try and figure out, what is it that I actually believe? So what I'm saying is sometimes people lately are freeing themselves of the blocks that came from some of the hidden beliefs that limit their health, freeing themselves from that in a very magical fashion, and then becoming available for continuing the stream of life in this lifetime. And others are choosing to move past this lifetime, sometimes to work with the shift from the other side, and sometimes just to prepare for returning with a different set of values and principles. You know, it's like you go this far, you go out there, you collect your wits, you do a lot of healing, and then you come back and continue your process, and hopefully having different reflections to iron things out. So what's happened in my world is all of a sudden I got in touch with, or she got in touch with me, a cousin that I hadn't been in touch with much for about 40 years. And she is opening and wanted to connect with her. We just didn't have that much in common. Our paths didn't cross, but she wanted to connect as she was opening with her cousin, who was the intuitive. So we have become great buddies. We have a great deal in common. And we went off to the reconnection, which is metaphorically perfect, isn't it? We went off to the reconnection with Eric Pearl in L.A. And in that reconnection journey, we learned a whole new I do a lot of energy work, and I'm going to do reconnection tonight with you. It's a whole new style of reconnection of your ability to empower yourself energetically. But his style has been to reconnect with great universal frequencies, which I love because I've known and heard and read for a long time and felt that these downloads from the universe are meeting us and helping us. I kind of liken it to acupuncture or something that when it prods the way our densities are in our body-mind, boing, we transform. We get to release densities and become freer to reach for a much higher frequency self. So this reconnection process was just wonderful for both of us, after which we came up here to visit my aunt, which is another reconnection, and another cousin, and also my friend who my dear, dear friend who's dealing with a really major transformation, whether she does it as a living being or whether she leaves this plane this time and works on the other side as a healer, which is a possibility, and possibly returns with a much freer ability. So I'm actually living and embodying reconnection. What are you doing with reconnection? Are you finding people coming back into your life that are connecting you to ways you've been before? Are you looking at your identity as whatever you are and finding that there are ways that are being reflected to you about how you used to be? Are you reconnecting with different gifts and values and lights that maybe you had put aside for a long time, but actually you've stifled them? It's like for people who have become or who are opening up to become more and more intuitive are actually reconnecting with something they highly likely knew as a little kid. And I'm sure there's a bunch of you like that, reconnecting with your ability to live in the etheric and not be absolutely bound by the third dimensional demands. Anyway, I'd love to talk to you about what's going on in your life. I'm having a wonderful time with this phase of reconnection in my world. I'm enjoying California, but it suddenly got very cold while I'm here, so that's pretty interesting for a Washingtonian. Maybe I'm reconnecting with the value of cold weather. So I want to do my sacred geometric meditation with you. And remember that that's a place, talk about reconnection. That sacred geometric meditation is actually bringing our attention back to the fact that you and I can connect to vibrational shapes and give ourselves a place to do our studies, to do our evolution, to do our meditation, to do our healing work, and to learn a great deal about ourselves. So let's put our, I won't do the reconnection yet because I don't want to tangle styles of healing, but let's do our sacred geometrics together and create a sacred space. And then I really want you to call in. It's me, Veronica, wanting to hear from you about your world. So let's do the sacred geometrics, and then, ta-da, we're going to talk to you. So look above your head, about 2 miles, see a golden ball. It's a beautiful, radiant golden ball. And I just love the fact that when things are of a different plane or a different dimension, the radiance of the colors is absolutely, well, what can I say, radiant. And below your spine, about 20 feet, another golden ball. And drop a gold filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into the lower golden ball. And it's radiant as well. And you could feel it buzzing in the body. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid, and again, with gold lines. And that pyramid sticks out away from your waist about 20 feet. And now upside down, another pyramid, a four-sided pyramid, and its lower point points to the lower ball. So when the two pyramids hitch together, you create an octahedron, an eight-sided figure. Take a look at it. Now you're inside it. So inside of the octahedron, create a crystal ball. The outside edges of the crystal ball match the inside edges of your octahedron. And inside of that, there you are, impaled, speared, if you will, with a filament of golden light. And you're inside of the Star of David, a beautiful, beautiful three-dimensional Star of David. And now spin and spin and spin. And as you spin and spin, look in front of you, and there's a magical screen. And on that screen, you're going to run little movies. And those little movies are going to show what it is you yourself want to create. And the first movie is you with yourself. How do you want to be? I always say I want to be multidimensional. I want to come from the heart. Good. And I see that. You feel that. And you spin and spin, and you see that. And you feel that, and you can be different. You don't have to be doing what I do, but just the idea of being what you want to be. And we absolutely radiate it. See yourself being in what it is you want to become or that you're aiming for. loving it, smiling in it, knowing how real it is. When you really feel that that's so, wrap it in light, and then move to the next screen on which you're going to put a project you want to design. Maybe the project's home and family. Maybe it's a book, a play. Maybe it's building a house, writing a book. I already said that. So it's anything that you want to create, a business, sustainable business, you want to change the world. Yeah, and I'm always working on this TV series, aren't I? So I see all the resources coming to create, for me, the TV series. The resources come, the ideas, the people, and I see them just unfolding one after the other, after the other. That's it. And see them well received. People love them. Good. And see those create themselves, and then I smile as I see the resources coming to fuel their ongoingness. To see it all wrapped in this wonderful flow of resource. What I like to say is that some of the resources are unseen. I like to say that some of the resources are from the universe way out there. Good. And when you really feel confident that whatever it is that you're creating has got that, good, then you smile, wrap it all in light. And let's go into the healing chamber, the Galactic Healing Center, and call in our healing team to circle around the healing table. Now, it's funny, but when you're doing a lot of personal journey, you want to make sure you say me first. So you first lay on this table. I'm the first one to lay on this table. And I ask the healing team for healing. Good. Now watch carefully, see what they do. What do they do? Mm-hmm. And who's in your healing team also? That's quite an interesting question, isn't it? Yeah. And ask them if they have any advice for you. Mm-hmm. Good. And are there any surprises in what they do to heal you? Oh, good. Now wrap that in light. And remember that our team is magical so they can replicate themselves. And then we send that aside so it can keep stewing. We have the team replicate themselves around a fresh table. And bring in someone else. Who is it you'd like to work on? I'm working on a young man who's had a lot of pressure in his life as a kid, and yet he's extremely sensitive. He doesn't know that. He thinks he's really strong and tough, but he keeps coming apart. But what's really interesting about that transformation is that he is acutely sensitive. And to become sensitive, you want to really bless your sensitivity and then learn to use it like radar. You want to use it to really create that sense of knowing in yourself. That's it. So they're working around him and taking off armor. The other thing they seem to be doing for him is moving his brain, moving the brain chemistry around, and pulling huge, huge amounts of grief from his lungs. Remember that your chest is the center of courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love. And when we're loaded with grief, it's hard to really feel the courage that you are. So they're pulling a lot of material out of his lungs. And they're running light right through his body. Good. And when you feel like your client is getting somewhere, ask if there's anything else for him or her, whoever you've got on your table. Okay, and then tell him that or her, wrap it in light and send it on its way. And we'll do the third one. Let's put someone else on this healing table. Good. This one's coming in. This is a woman who's old, and she's got a lot of pain. I don't know this woman. This is a strange woman. She's not strange by nature. She's just not somebody I know. I'm going to put her on the table. Uh-huh. All right, and they're working with her. It's very interesting because as they do, they're pulling something out of the sacrum, the lower part of the back, pulling out a great deal of belief. Because remember, it's our emotions and our beliefs that create or that undo us so that we're susceptible to various illnesses, right? And immediately when we're talking about her aches and pains and her poor little body, they're going right to the, just above the tailbone, they're going right into that area and pulling a great deal of energy out of it and filling it with light. Good. And then they do a matching version on her head because her brain chemistry needs to change, doesn't it? Good. And I ask if there's anything we should tell her. You know, it's interesting. They're saying her life is worthwhile. Her life is worthwhile. Tell her that. Isn't that funny? That's a deep doubt in many people, isn't it? Now we'll wrap her in light and have them continue to love and nurture her. Whilst we call in some political dynamic, what political dynamic would you call in? You know, what I call in is that there's a rising tide of illumination in the world where people are beginning to see the corruption in all of our major systems. And I'm just going to pray and show and put light. I'll do some reconnection on this one to see that that continues, that so many more people wake up. Because human nature is such that there's so many blossoms in people's heart and soul and cells these days that they can recreate the reality they're living in way beyond anything from before. Good work. And I'm going to see that that becomes, I'm going to see and I'm going to send light that that become a wave that is just penetrating cellular structures all over our planet in the name of evolution, in the name of love, in the name of win-win. Very exciting time. If we don't get stuck in the negative, things that are separative are the things that really keep us locked into our old patterns of defend, create and defend, you know. Let's release all that. Now let's call in a beautiful salmony pink light from way out of the great central sun. Have it come down in through the top of the head. Fill the chest. Pour out your hands and send that amazing light to all the hot spots on the planet that you're worried about. Yeah, all those incredible things. I'm very frustrated with all this stuff coming in from China, the fact that you can buy very few things that are not from China, and then socks come apart in a minute. This is my little pet peeve. It's just an example. You get some sweet little cotton socks, and you wear them three times, that's it. So I'm very frustrated at the, I think, the deception in and amongst our marketplace and the lack of value. I want people to learn to have strength and respect and value what it is we're creating. So that's what I'm praying in right now, is that we send light, that beautiful fuchsia salmon light, to these places where the lack of value of creation and of love and of support for one another is there, whether it's in the form of nuclear doodah or simple corporate money-making structures or neighborhood alliances that are poison or war. Oh, my goodness. And just keep running that fuchsia, orange, pink salmon, pink light to these hot spots where there's war, there's destruction, there's anger, there's hatred. Just run it to all these places and have them stop and feel the light that comes to them. And have it cover our entire planet. Oh, how wonderful that is. And then have it roll round and round the planet like a beautiful atmosphere, and then have it move back up and into our chest and right up through the top of your hands, reaching up and sending it out to the great central sun. And then you come back in and let's close off the Galactic Healing Center and go into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin. And then come on into the room with me. Golly, I hope that you're going to be calling soon about what's going on in your life. What is going on in your life? I see some people that are really kind of frustrated because of, for example, the mortgage scams and how many people are losing their houses. Oh my goodness, that's still going on like mad. But there are all kinds of organizations growing up. Some are scams, but there's some good ones growing up to help people. I think there's some nonprofit, maybe you want to call in about that, to help people find magical ways to maintain their, to keep their houses and to find a new way to renegotiate the mortgage. Some people are finding ways in which their old contract, which is way too expensive for them, gets renegotiated and then they get their same house at a much cheaper rate. Oh my gosh, that would be really good. And I've heard of some people, and maybe some of you have got some information about this, I've heard of some people saying that there are people who are tracking back all of their mortgage history and wanting to get back to the kernel of truth, saying, this is my house. And because of the scam and the way they chopped up the mortgages and dispersed them all over the world, they can't seem to find that. So I've heard that there are people saying, guess what? If you can prove that they don't have your material, your paperwork, you get your house for free. I don't know anybody that's done that. I just know I'm hearing about that lately. And I have a number of people calling, and we're looking at the process of creating some kind of mortgage connection so they can keep their houses. What's happening with you? Are any of you dealing with that? Call me at 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. I'd love to hear from you. So I'm seeing some people who are, I keep seeing here, there's an older woman, and she's kind of got her back to me because she feels that everything is very, very hopeless in her world. She's been, you know, this is really interesting because she's been alienated. She's had all kinds of problems with her kids, and they're all grown up, but people have isolated themselves from her. And she's finding it, she's very bereft, and she's finding it really, really hard to cope. And yet, for some reason, I see that she's listening to the show. That's a good thing. Not that this is the best show in the whole world, but it just might be. You just don't know, do you? And what I want to say is I see you with your back to me, and I see you looking very mournful, and I want you to look at that mourning. Because one of the questions that we learn to ask on in this journey, in the Radiance by Design journey, or on this path, is what value, okay, what is, let's go back into this. What is the purpose of a soul journey? What the heck am I doing here? I came back after thousands of lifetimes in and around galaxies and Earth and so on. It might be more than thousands of lifetimes. And I have accrued all of these reactions. As Dwal Kuhl, in his book Matter of Mind, which is just outrageous, that's through Kathleen Kingdon. You might want to check VajraFlame.com if you want to read a tremendous, tremendous book. And as they say, everything about us is karma. Whether it's your hairdo, your appearance, the people you chose, the place you chose to be born, and so on. So what does that mean? It means that we're being, to me, it means that we're being driven by old thoughts and feelings and beliefs way down deep inside of ourselves, and they're in our structure, and they're in our cells, and they're in our souls, and they're in our lineage, and they're in our family of origin, and so on. And what we wanted to learn to do is recognize these, see them for what they are, and move ourselves through them so that we're realized beings. Now, my friend who had her back to me was in mourning is beginning to perk up because the relentless self-judgment that has gone on in her life because over and over she keeps falling into these difficult situations where she isn't recognized, she's not appreciated, people turn on her and have left her in a rather isolated position in her 60s. And it's so interesting because as she begins to understand that there's been a tremendous learning curve, and we're doing energy with her, as she begins to understand that there's a tremendous learning curve and she has the opportunity to move herself out of the tyranny of this life and into somebody who can create and recreate, how do we do that? One of the hardest things is to know what it is you actually believe at some deep level. And I know with this lady that what she believes is that she's not necessarily worthy of a more beautiful life, of a kinder life, of a more loving life. She's alone all the time these days and feels kind of a chilly wind inside at times. It's somewhere between, go into your bodies and see if you ever feel this, a very kind of an odd heat and then sometimes a very deep chilly cold. And that comes from lots of isolation that's come from times of trauma. Now, as I look at you, my friend, who's got her back to me, as I look at you softening a little bit, I want to say, oh, goody, you're on the air. I'll just finish with my friend here. I just want to say that you have gained a great deal of information about human nature, about learning what belief structures do and what reactions do, and I want to say that is your reward, and you're going to create a real exit from those plans over the next 2 years. That's a prediction meant to be played with. You could make me wrong. Anyway, I'm so glad we have someone on the air. Good evening. You're on the air with me. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Veronica?
Hi,
I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Where have you been?
I listened to you, but I've been busy working and getting ready for talent contests and things like that.
Oh, okay. Well, what's your first name?
Joni.
Okay. Hi, Joni.
Hi. I have a question for you. I got involved in a big talent contest singing and all that, and I did real well in the talent contest. I didn't win anything, but I got all these judgments at me as to why some people won and why they didn't, and even people that have never even sung before, you know, suddenly they know all these things that they don't. Or this one guy says to me, you better try next time to really win or something like that, because I'm going to get involved in the talent contest and I'm going to, you know, win too or something like that. And they kind of push my buttons. Like this one lady said the reason this one girl won because she was reaching all the notes perfectly. Well, a lot of people did that. It just
that's part of the deal as a singer, isn't it?
Judgment.
Yeah, really. It's a competition, Joni, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. But even after the competition, some people are saying very catty things, you know, that just aren't cool at all. It's kind of pushing my buttons, and I'm thinking, why did I ever get involved in this contest, you know? I did really well. I knew kind of beforehand I probably wouldn't win, because I was first in the contest, and that's the hardest to do. I did well, but they kind of forgot all of us at the beginning and the middle, and they voted for people at the end.
Oh gosh!
But not hello.
I'm just looking at you, going, you know what? You're a very good singer.
Yeah, that's what's blowing me away. People said I was fabulous, okay? I'm going to say that. The people that heard me said I was fabulous. And so I didn't really feel like, just because I didn't get a prize, that I didn't win, because for me to get back on stage was a win.
Okay, so you haven't been doing this very much lately, huh?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
I said you haven't been doing this very much lately?
Not at all.
Okay.
It was a whim. Someone told me they absolutely insisted I get involved in this contest, and I did.
Oh, good
for
you.
They really believed in me a lot.
But you know something? You know what the winner is somebody who does this stuff. And, you know, don't stop here, because what you've got is people kind of scrabbling up the pile. And you have another, you're going to enter another contest very soon, and it's a much higher frequency, meaning there's a lot of people who are also fairly conscious in it. And you're going to get lifted in that. I want to say that. Your job here is to, it's really hard to do this, Joni, so I'm going to say it even though it sounds glib, I'm not. Your job is to clear those people and their defenses because it's just competition, but they're not necessarily a very conscious lot of people. Did you notice that?
Yes, ma'am. Big time.
Okay,
yes.
So there are many kinds of people, but the people you want to hobnob with are the ones that are going, okay, let's see if we can. There's no competition in consciousness, if you know what I mean. You're going to rise
absolutely
to the next level, and you're going to be in one, and I don't know where it's going to be because you travel a little bit for it, but the people tend to be of a very conscious nature. You will not find it like that there. Many times when you say something to people, they go, who do you think you are? And the reality is the right kind of people will say, good for you, you're exploring and reaching. That's a little different, isn't it? And I see a group coming up that I don't know if you'll win. In fact, I think you might come third or fourth or something. But the whole group is uplifting, and you'll just feel lifted even if you don't get number one. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. Well, like, they used me in this contest, and they more or less came out, the guy more or less told me, he said, I know you can do this, and I want you to motivate people. Well, that's probably one of the things I do the best. And so I knew, being first, it was up to me to really put a good start to things and get people going and motivated and to get people excited about it.
But, you know, my thing is watching this group, I go, it's too bad they didn't put you at the beginning, middle, and end, and you could have picked up the droop. Because people got urgent and kind of nasty partway through. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And so you see, if you're going to be the inspirer, it'd be nice to just keep dropping you in some of that. But yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about. Go ahead.
They might do another contest next year, and I'm hoping that I don't have to do another contest with them next year, that I'm in a singing job or something, because I didn't really enjoy some of the attitudes I got from some people in consciousness. You know, it kind of pushed buttons with me, you know. I enjoyed some of the feedback. It was very positive, but some people were very ignorant in some of the things they said, and I wasn't ready for that. And I've been in talent contests before, and I've never dealt with this before.
Okay. Yeah, no, it looks like a very difficult group is what it looks like. And I want you to remember that because the polarization stuff is going on big time right now. Huge. And you're coming up with a new
group. Going on.
But you're going to go to a different talent group, and it's not going to be where you're living. And that one is
going
to be much more uplifting for you. And you have to phone in and tell us about it. And we'll all vote for you.
Well, I want to, because I really actually enjoyed the contest overall, I'll be honest with you. It was so fun to be around so many talented people. There were some people that were so beautiful and so talented, and it made me feel good, you know. It was a lot more than just competing. It was just so good to be around other fellow musicians and people that were so talented and beautiful.
Well, and the other thing about you is it got you going, didn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, like when one of my bosses came up to me and he said, well, we're having another talent contest next year. I said, I'm not waiting till next year to sing again.
Good.
It's like,
well, honey, we're telling
you to wait a year.
We're telling you to keep practicing because I think you're going to come up with an opportunity in, and this is a prediction to me. Predictions are meant to be played with, so play with me here. But I think it's November. You're going to hear of a tremendous opportunity. So practice. What
I was
do you
even
think
thinking of having myself put on YouTube too, just for the hell of it.
That's why not, hey? Why not? And also, I feel like
everybody listens to it.
Yeah, and it was really good for you to put your break yourself open and go out there. But you know, the group wasn't exactly conscious. So guess what? You have to lead the way, poopsie.
I don't mind either. I really don't. You know, it's just some of the ignorance that went with it kind of blew me for a loop, and I thought, what's going on here? This isn't normal. I've never dealt with this before. It was spirit teaching me something. I don't know, but and I'm going to ask Veronica because she's really good about things like this. And yes, when I get involved in that other challenge contest, I will tell you.
Please do, and remember that it's always a teaching, but whoever told you was right, which is you need to inspire them and not be led by people's smaller thought, you know. That's who you are. You have to. And the thing is, it's going to push your buttons so that you can awaken and do more of that. And I do believe you'll do really well. You may not win the next one, but you'll win one pretty soon.
I got a couple in mind, so we shall see.
You betcha, and I'm glad to hear from you, Joni.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Hey, you too. See, that's really interesting, because how many of us get stopped? How many of us are rising? One of the biggest things that's going on these days is we're trying to rise into our light, rise into what it is we want to do. And it's really scary because we have voices in our bellies and anywhere else that's still recording reactions from other lifetimes and other places that say, what are you doing? Sit back here. Be safe. Be secure, and so on. And a lot of us have that kind of stuff. And yet, on the other hand, we're being pushed right now to start to uncover our gifts and really put them forward. So people who are really stuck in the negativity can send you back in your box if you let them. Don't let them, I tell you. So call in 888-815-9756. You're listening to Veronica Entwistle and Radiance by Design. And I don't have any idea what the time is, so I think I'll have to take a chance that our little friend Seth will tell me what time it is. Because I'd love you to call in and talk to me about how you're dealing with this time of the shift. And what is the shift? To me, the shift to many people is many different things. But to me, the shift is a period of time in which we're trying to bring up our strength so that we can create the reality that we prefer, where we can bring heaven to earth. And I talked about the reconnection. The reconnection is a process. It's only one of many, but it's a process of bringing high-frequency downloads into your body mind to actually be able to dismantle programmed molecular structure, to be able to dismantle the kinds of negativity that are sitting in our body mind in order to help us create ourselves into a better species. So Joni goes off to a talent concert, which is a talent contest, which is a really wonderful metaphor for putting yourself into kind of a polarized group, and then seeing whether you can stay very strong about how you can sing, for example, or how the real you and your real gifts can come forward. So you get tested. You get put into amongst people who are threatened by that, or who are really competitive, who want to nudge and elbow each other back. Well, that's the old system, isn't it? That's the old paradigm. If I win, then you can't win. What the shift is about is a win-win consciousness. There is no competition when everybody is conscious of winning. And that win-win consciousness can actually penetrate our economic system, our global political system, our, space travel, pick us an educational system. Oh, my gosh, what would happen if we raised our kids in a win-win psychology and a win-win consciousness? What kind of a life would we have? Would we have war? Probably not. If I were out trying to help you to win and you were trying to help me to win, we wouldn't really have war, would we? So the shift is a way for us to get beyond this dog-eat-dog reality. There's a woman named Patricia Sun that a lot of us have been exploring metaphysics and New Age techniques and expansions for many, many years. And there's a woman named Patricia Sun whose workshop I attended, I think, in the mid-70s or something. And she was teaching at the time that whales and dolphins made sounds that were healing, and also that they carried the information of our society, of the civilization, of humanity, and how we came from other planets and so on, how we came from other galaxies. She was a real groundbreaker in her day. Well, she's carried on, and she's carried on with evolving and helping us awaken, shift, into being the embodiment of really high-frequency energy, of being libraries not only of our karma, not only of past experiences that will give us what we're calling the tyranny of the mind or the tyranny of the subconscious, but she's actually quite the mistress of bringing in high-frequency energies and teaching people to do ritual and dance and song and work with whales and dolphins and the consciousness of the planet and so on. And guess what? She's going to be on, I think, either this coming Tuesday or next Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters. I've had the pleasure and the experience of meeting up with her, and we're going to be talking about what I think is really interesting about her is she was a big groundbreaker in the 70s. Things just emerged in her, and she became awakened, which is what we're all after. She became awakened to the incredible symphony of so many levels of dimension, of so many animals and life on the planet and sounds and colors and all of that, and just is a loving, loving consciousness. So we get a chance to see what we were talking to Joni about, being one who sets the tone, one who absolutely inspires, and we will get a chance to talk to Patricia Sun and find out how she is inspiring people all over the place. She's had quite a journey of breaking the crust of our paradigm of our consciousness over the last, 40 years. And also coming up, we're getting a replay of a Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness show, because Jackie and her wonderful team, which I adore, are setting up for an intensive, which is this coming weekend. A lot of you are going to be going to it, I know. I can't go because of my friend. I've opted to stay with my friend who's in a pretty interesting shift of her own, and it's important to me. But what they're doing is opening a Stargate, which is access to many, many dimensional levels. It's just helping us as beings enter the consciousness of shifting consciously. And as Jackie's mentioned, she's asked us to go and create intentions in crystals and then put them in various parts of the earth, either around our homes or at the ocean or in places that you consider to be very important, to set up the grid for these. So today I went with my friend and the one who is going through transition, wonderful healer, dear, dear soul. And I took 4 crystals, which we had programmed. We sat together in a circle, and we programmed and programmed and programmed them again, and then went out and planted them in this medicine wheel in a beautiful pasture in Grass Valley, calling in our connection to this grid, this amazing grid that's opening some of our consciousness to many, many dimensions. So stick with the team. And I hope a whole bunch of you are going to Jackie's intensive this weekend in Vegas. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I'm just having fun on the road, and I'm going to L.A. next, but I will be doing sessions on the road next week. I haven't been this week because I've been so busy, but next week on the road I'm going to be in L.A. doing sessions and meeting up with a lot of people and talking about the shift and what it is we can do about it. So you could email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, if you'd like a session, and veronica@veronicaentwistle.com if you have any ideas for paradigm shifters coming up over the next little while. I'd really have liked it if some of you had called in, because I know the energies are very wild, and so many of you are going through tremendous changes. I see a gentleman out there whose whole life, he looks like he just can't figure out what it is he should be doing, and yet he's been a gentleman who's had an interest in consciousness. He's read a lot of books and done a lot of personal practice and has had a very good professional career, but I see you hopping from one foot to the other, trying to figure out what is his identity, what is it that he believes in, how can he get to that yearning inside to create a higher level of self, and how can he reach for the stars from inside and out? And why is it that there's not as much meaning in the things that he considered to be success before? And watching you do that, sir, I just go, oh, I know that feeling. I also have a striving deep within, or an opening deep within, that's pushing up inside and sending me into imbalance. And I notice other people doing that. And in that imbalance, ladies and gentlemen, there's a wonderful, wonderful, well, I want to say go into it as a search. Sit in it and just be in that imbalance. Just be in that, and that question of, I don't know what it is and why things don't mean that same thing to me. What is it I'm looking for? Where is the truth of self? Where is the message? Just sit in that and sit in that and watch those rising lights come through you. I'm going to send you a little reconnection energy and then say goodnight to everyone. What I'd like you to do, well, first of all, I'll do some energy with this fellow. I would like you to drop your attention into your perineum. Good. Good. And that sort of stops your energy from walking back and forth inside of you. And now just for the experience, I'm going to send a reconnection to people out there. See if you feel it. If you don't, it's okay. And this reconnection is going to maybe, and maybe not, give you the feeling that you are connected to the great universe and all that is, and can actually make you feel more centered and at home in yourself. Like our friend, the fellow who's carefully organized home, professional life, intelligence, who's hopping from foot to foot. Many of us are going to discover a deepening faith in a lighter frequency and much more possibility of a win-win reality, a very healing time on the planet. So I hope you can feel this, because it's time for reconnection, you to the roots that you are, which are way out into the universe and galaxies and in and amongst one another, because we're all one. So I want to say thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. And we'll be talking to you on, remember that Jackie's show is a rerun tonight, but listen to that. I'm not sure which show she picked, but I'm sure it'll be just delightful. And tune in on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. West Coast time for Paradigm Shifters. And I think it's Patricia's son. If not, it's somebody exciting, all the beings that are working like you and I am, to work to a much higher level of consciousness while we're still on the planet. It's a very exciting time, in spite of the fact that it seems pretty spooky at times. We're almost at Halloween. Anyway, we need to be spooky. All right, everyone, thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Take a deep breath. Believe, see the love in the universe and breathe it all out to one another, because you're in community and with me, and I'm so glad. Good night.